Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who's working on more processing capacity. Back in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Anne, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Anne honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Anne provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Anne is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack talked with reporters this last week about what he's calling a supply chain disruption task force that'll soon be formed. One of the things they'll be talking about is trying to build resilience back into the supply chain for food from the producer to the consumer. And that includes, as far as the livestock industry is concerned, better and more processing capacity.
On the processing side, we hope to be able to provide resources to improve existing small and mid-sized processing facilities, be able to cope and manage with the current challenges that they face as a result of COVID. But we also want to take a look at creating a pilot, a new opportunity for the federal government to partner with state and local governments to see whether or not there is an opportunity to expand with new processing facilities and capacity in order to make our system more resilient.
Secretary Vilsack was asked during the Q&A exactly who might get a share of that $4 billion when it comes to the processing capacity that he envisions.
What we hope to be able to do is to do a very thorough analysis of the current market and determine where potentially additional processing capacity could create more competition and potentially better income opportunities for producers. Then I would expect and anticipate that we would look for ways in which we could work with the state or regions where that processing capacity would be most helpful to see if we could leverage the federal resources that we'll make available in order to construct or to retrofit facilities so that they could meet this processing demand.
Secretary Vilsack explained what he believes that looks like.
My hope is that we look for creative ways to address this. My hope is that farmer-owned cooperatives might be of interest in working with us on this. My hope is that maybe there are some unique partnerships between those who represent the workers that are in these facilities and plants and those who benefit from selling their product, their livestock to these plants could look for creative ways to partner. I would hope that the investment community would see this as well as an opportunity. I don't want to foreclose any particular entity from benefiting from this program, but the hope would be that by spreading out, by creating diversity in size and diversity of ownership and diversity of operations, we create greater resilience.
As the secretary talked about the need for more processing capacity, he also talked about the need for more market transparency. He elaborated what that means to him.
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think first and foremost, as I indicated earlier, the necessity of having additional processing capacity, I think, helps create a better platform and a better source of data, if you will, to make sure that we have adequate price discovery and adequate openness and transparency in terms of pricing, which certainly would be beneficial. I do think it does require us to take a look at the packers and stockyards. There are a number of rules that were pending during the Trump administration that are being reviewed, and there were a number of rules that were promulgated at the end of the Obama administration that I think deserve a refresh and a relook. And the expectation would be over the course of the next several months that we will do just that. At the end of the day, this is about making sure that producers have a fair shake in the market. And to have that fair shake, There has to be competition. There has to be openness. And there has to be a clear line and a clear understanding, if you will, of what constitutes fair practice and what doesn't. And I think that's the goal here.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's on the road the next couple of weeks. On Thursday, June 17th, they'll be offering 51,175 head of cattle, calves, yearlings, breeding stock, and more at the Corn Belt Classic happening in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Then the following Thursday, June 24th, it'll be the Tallgrass Classic in Emporia, Kansas. For details, you can call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or check out SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.